There's no life left.
What about your son?
Here.
Esther, come with me.
No, take my son.
Wrong? We heard you scream from the corridor.
A nightmare.
Well, that's to be expected after what you've been through.
I saw such awful images. Fire and smoke. Metal men. People screaming. What does it all mean?
You really don't remember, do you?
I'm sorry, I don't. I don't remember anything at all.
It's almost time for your treatment. Are you ready?
Treatment?
It'll make you better. Come on your feet. The director's a busy man, but he's decided to see you personally.
The director?
Yeah, don't worry, he's your friend. Best friend you ever had. You just don't remember, that's all. But you will, when you're better.
And I have to see this director right now?
The sooner the better. We don't want to keep Mr. Garain waiting. You?
I still don't see why I'm here. I tell you, I'm in perfect health.
Sir, I've brought the patient.
Thank you, Mr. Macau. You may leave us. Please, make yourself comfortable.
Would it be too much to ask what all this is about?
Of course. Forgive me. There has been little time to apprise you of the situation. I'm sure you have many questions.
Well, yes. I don't know who I am. I can't even remember my name.
You are the doctor.
Doctor, eh? And you are?
My name is Tor Garain, and I am your loyal companion.
I see. And what am I a doctor of?
Oh, practically everything. You also happen to be from a race of time travellers known as the Time Lords. You and I have journeyed throughout time, fighting monsters, injustice, and setting the universe to rights before tea.
Well, it certainly sounds like I live an outlandish lifestyle, but frankly, I find all of this to be somewhat unbelievable. Time Lords? Monsters? Tea? I don't feel like that kind of man.
Perhaps you will, after some more intensive treatments. Just try and relax. You've been through a lot these past few days.
What happened to me?
You were involved in an accident while working on a new project. A short circuit caused an explosion, which seems to have given you amnesia.
Project?
I think we're ready for the next stage of your treatment. Orderly Rob?
Yes, Director?
Please prepare the doctor for the next stage of treatment.
All right, but I still don't see why this is necessary.
Trust me. After all, I am your best friend.
Where are we now?
Behold, the Paradise Machine.
Ooh, sounds exciting.
Oh, it was. You and I once fought against the misuse of such a machine by an evil baron. This machine will allow us to walk around inside your memories. It's how you will relearn who you are.
Jan, there's no use pretending anymore. I am the Doctor, and this is Jan.
Where are we?
It's some kind of vault.
It's one of our old adventures. Quiet and watch.
Yeah, I thought I knew your face. And I take it that you, Dr. Smith, aren't her husband.
No, I'm just here to retrieve some property, Mr. Zanastro.
Oh, really? I think you can forget about that now. In fact, the two of you can forget about everything you've planned.
Not so fast, Slimeball.
What the hell?
You're going to let my friends here go, or be transported into deep space. I've a beam locked on your special coordinates, ready to send you to the stars if you don't do as I say.
Indeed. Looks like you two have a reprieve for now. I will be back to finish through our little conversation.
Thank you. Are you okay? You saved the day there. He seemed like quite a rogue. What happened to him?
We defeated him, of course. All in a day's work for the Doctor and his faithful companion, Torgarain. Did that bring anything back?
Something's there, but it's as if the emphasis is all somehow wrong.
Wrong?
No, maybe you're right. Maybe this is who I am.
That's better. The treatment must be working.
It all seemed familiar, at least.
Excellent. We shall continue our trip down memory lane tomorrow. It's late. I'm going to have to ask you to return to your room. Orderly Rob will take you back.
I'm jammed. Looks like you two have a reprieve for now.
I can't believe they've got me locked up here like some kind of animal.
Psst. Hey, you in there!
Who's there?
Keep quiet. I'm getting you out of here.
Who are you?
You don't recognize my voice?
You'll have to forgive me. I've been having some trouble with my memory.
As I suspected. They got to you.
Who did? I wish someone round here would give me a straight answer. Thank you. I'm grateful for the early release. Do you work here?
Work here? Lord, no. I haven't worked since I got a Saturday job welcoming customers at the Harlem Agropolis branch of Primark. I was so bad, eventually their competitors started paying me to do the same job. No, like you, I'm an inmate at this hellish prison.
This place is more like a prison than a hospital. I don't understand why a slight case of amnesia is keeping me locked away like a criminal.
We've lingered here for too long. Come on, I know a way out.
Stop, wait a moment. Did you hear that?
Yes, but we don't have time. We can't release every single inmate in the asylum.
We can't just leave a man in pain like that.
Doctor, come back! Oh, typical.
It's coming from in this room. Hang on, this isn't a cell. The door isn't locked. What's going on in there?
Who knows? Probably another treatment session.
I think they were killing that man. I'm sure I knew him. In fact, I'm certain of it.
Look, I'm sorry, but if we stop to help, we'll be right back in our cells. Probably under heavy sedation.
Just who are you anyway? There's something about you as well. Something familiar.
The name's Ed. Edward Bradley. And you and I travelled together for many years.
I heard the same thing from Dr. Garain.
Garain can't be trusted. Don't believe a word he says. He was one of our deadliest enemies. Don't you remember all the times we fought him? The battle for control of the Galactic Bank on Giddy? And when he teamed up with Vivian Fay and hatched the scam selling Rockery Gardens?
It's not the way he tells it. My memories seem to support his story.
Right now, I wouldn't trust your memories. In fact, if I was you, I wouldn't even trust me.
Well, I'm not you. Anyway, you've helped me get this far. Where do we go now?
Well, to be honest, I was sort of hoping your memories might snap back into place and you might come up with a plan. You always used to.
I see. Well, let's see now. We're in a dull old corridor. I feel strangely nostalgic. Now, what would...
What would the doctor do? You tell me.
But that's just it. I don't know what the doctor would do. I can't think.
For heaven's sake, then, just do it!
Right. I have a strange compulsion to walk right through this wall.
Sounds good enough for me. Ow!
Not that one. This one.
Hang on, we're outside. How did you do that?
A perception filter was masking the door. Very clever. Wait a moment, how did I know that?
Looks like some things are starting to click back into place. Can you remember the rules to Monopoly yet?
No, but who does? All that fiddling about with hotels. Wait, what's going on over there? Those poor people look half starved to death.
Come on, put your backs into it. None of us are here for fun.
Ah, get lost!
Insubordination is punishable with suffering.
It's some kind of slave labour force.
These people aren't here to fill in potholes. That's some kind of gigantic machine they're wiring together. Ed, we have to set these people free.
Well, yes. But isn't that rather dangerous? Right now, that smelly asylum is beginning to seem attractive again.
Now, if only I had my...
sonic screwdriver.
Where did you find that?
Swiped it from lost property. Thought it might come in handy.
Brilliant. Give it here.
What a Morales 2 is going on?
Listen, all of you, you're free. Run for your lives.
Come on, let's get out of here.
Activate defense mode.
Doctor, a machine. I think it's developed a voice and legs.
You! Stop it! Stop this slaughter!
The slaughter is of your making, Doctor. Do you surrender now?
Yes, yes, all right.
Doctor?
Lives are at risk, Ed. We have no choice.
Command Beta 2, War Module 16, stand down.
Those poor people.
Hardened war criminals, Doctor. Each of them has been responsible for the deaths of hundreds, if not thousands.
I see.
What? You're not going to believe all that doodflap, are you, Doctor?
And you tell me why I should believe you over him, Ed?
But you remember me. You said...
It seems a lot of people are claiming to be my friend today, but I can't see that I'm any safer out here than back in my cell.
Very wise, Doctor. We will explain everything. Now, shall we go back to the asylum? Guards, escort the doctor. Oh, and bring Monkey Boy too.
I confess myself disappointed.
So do I. Disappointed that any friend of mine could condone such cruelty.
As I informed the doctor earlier, these people are hardened criminals. I despise brute force as much as you do, Doctor.
Really? You could have fooled me. You seem to be having a whale of a time out there.
Rubik, out! Go and shuffle some papers somewhere.
But sir, I...
Now! Resume work on the project. I don't want us falling behind schedule. And be sure to treat the workers a little more humanely from now on,
Sir, go shuffle some papers. Like I don't even exist.
What happened to Ed?
Mr. Bradley, he's a very troubled young man, Doctor. This wasn't his first escape attempt, nor his first identity. Why, he's a different person depending on which day of the week you speak to him. The poor bewildered fool.
Perhaps he has a good reason to want to escape.
We only keep people here for their own protection.
Protection from what? As far as I've seen, the only threat on this planet is from those gun-happy guards outside.
The Kilraxians are only here for security, to watch over the prisoners and ensure the completion of the project. Don't make this any more difficult than it is, Doctor.
I'm beginning to realise that I'm the kind of man who makes it his job to be difficult. What exactly is this project? I saw some kind of machine under construction. What was it?
It is the reason you must remember who you are, Doctor. What we are building out there is a trans-dimensional gateway, which will open a doorway to another universe.
Intriguing.
It has been your life's work. You and I have dreamed of taking control of a new universe. A universe where we can build from scratch. A place free from poverty, war, and disease. We found a universe where we can do all this. We just need to get there.
So, without me, we can't fulfill this dream of ours. Let's take another trip down memory lane, shall we?
Very well. It warms my heart to see you so enthusiastic about furthering your recovery.
So, what are we watching this time?
One of our more grave adventures, I'm afraid. But perhaps it might trigger your memory. What you're about to see occurred on Earth, where the vicious madman, Professor Bonham, had been interfering in the planet's history.
Welcome to...
Tell me where I can find Black Sam, or I'll slash your throat from ear to ear.
You're even beginning to sound like a pirate, Bonham. Or should I call you Samuel?
Samuel? What do you mean, Doctor?
I said I worked it out, Tor.
What is this?
You won't find Black Sam here, Bonham, because the Time Watch malfunctioned and brought us back too early.
This is a trick. How can this be?
Not quite tweaked yet, has it, Sam? And you don't gain the nickname Black Sam until you've been marooned here a while.
You mean Bonham is Black Sam?
He creates his own future.
No! No, it can't be! If I can't have the power of Black Sam, then I shall kill you both here and now.
But you do have that power.
Such a pity that the history books seem to point to the fact that you don't actually get to control the universe with it. You'll stay here, in the 17th century, forever.
You'll exact a reign of terror on this time, but the most you'll ever achieve is to become a notorious and powerful pirate that history will always remember. Well, I say history. A few dusty books somewhere. Footnote, nothing more.
A footnote? No! History can be changed. I shall change it now, with your deaths.
I don't think so.
You did the right thing, Doctor. He was too dangerous to be left alive.
I couldn't allow him to pollute the timeline any further. He brought it on himself. Once again, the ends have justified the means. I... killed him.
You had no choice. Professor Bonham threatened the entire history of Earth.
But surely there was another way. Just to gun him down like that in cold blood.
Sometimes there is no other way. You and I have taken such drastic measures on a number of occasions. Oh, we take no pleasure in it, but it is necessary.
I don't believe it.
These are your memories, my friend.
So, this paradise machine depicts whatever is in my memories?
That's correct.
So, with a little bit of willpower...
What?
Oh, nothing. Why don't we watch some more of my memories? It might help. Have you got one with Daleks in?
So, you remember the Daleks, then?
I think certain things are coming back to me now. I remember once we were on Florana, where the air is like...
Excellent.
Grain thinks I'm still with him watching the illusion. All I had to do was dream up a version of myself so the real me can slip out of this infernal machine and find out what's going on. Now then, time to get out of here. If I can just find Ed, he must be around here somewhere.
Doctor!
Oh no, the orderly.
Doctor, wait!
Leave me alone!
Please, you have to listen to me!
I've done enough listening for today, thank you very much. I'm getting out of here. Now get out of my way.
Look, I'm not here to stop you. In fact, I'm here to help you. I don't know how much you remember, but we're friends.
And again, apparently everyone here is my friend. I've had enough. Let me pass.
Listen, I know you've escaped from the Paradise Chamber, and I know you must have found a way to keep Garain busy, or this corridor will be swarming with guards right now. I'm not going to sound the alarm. I just need you to listen and believe me when I say I'm here to help.
All right, go on.
Garain isn't your friend. He hasn't exactly been lying to you, but he's been twisting the truth with that machine. I can show you a real memory if you let me.
I'm not going back into that machine.
You don't need to. Here, take this.
Some sort of crystal?
An old friend of yours gave it to me. I don't really get how it works, but if you hold it and concentrate, I'm told it'll show you what you need to see. It's a little reminder of my own.
All right, but I don't see how.
This is how we first met. Wilson, I've got the lottery money. Hello, is there anybody there? Cor, that's the last time I inexplicably wandered down the basement of the shoe shop to hand the lottery money back. It's only £4 anyway. Wilson, where are you, you big poofter? Oh, where is he? Oh, I don't think I've seen him since last month when he told us they'd suddenly changed the lottery rules so they didn't pay out a prize on 5 numbers anymore. Where could he be? You know, it's really odd, but I think I just saw that shop window dummy move. I don't know why we bought all these dummies when we only sell shoes. They haven't even got any feet. Cripes! That dummy really did move! He's got a gun!
Do you want to come with me?
What are you doing in that cupboard, you nutcase? You scared the crap out of me!
Sorry.
Are you wearing trousers?
Yes, I wasn't doing anything strange in there, you know. I'm here to rescue you.
From those horrible plastic men, you mean?
Yes, now run!
Out of breath.
Listen, that's 4 times I've had to rescue you today. Would you like to be my companion?
Companion? Is that like a partner or a...
No, it means you travel with me through time and space. It's actually not as interesting as it sounds. I usually just meet nice people and drink a lot of tea.
Time and space? Are you Matthew Kelly?
It's all real, Rob. All of it. Alien planets, distant civilizations, seas that sleep and rivers that dream, and so on. It's all out there, and I'm offering it to you.
Is that...
Offering you the chance to see it. Now what do you say? I only take the very best people to be my companions. The most resourceful, talented, and athletic.
In that case, there's something you should...
Hang about. Those Autons are breaking through the door. You can tell me later. We'd better get back to the TARDIS. That's my spaceship.
Oh, brilliant. My mum's going to be really interested to hear about this.
Welcome to the TARDIS team, Rob. Well, it's only you and me at the moment, but I expect we'll find someone else soon. Then we'll be a team. The Time Team, we could call ourselves.
Oh, thanks, Doctor.
I remember.
You remember?
Rob, how could I forget? We've been travelling with one another for years. I remember everything about you. Some of it I'd rather not remember, actually. But it's all coming back to me. It feels real. Not like the memories Geraint showed me.
Well, that's because they were lies, Doctor. I needed you to see the truth.
Wait. TARDIS. I said TARDIS. I remember that name. Brings to mind an image. Something old. A blue box.
Oh, Doctor.
It's what I use to travel through time. Am I right? Can visualise the controls now. See the central column rotating. I can hear that lovely hum it makes. That seems to be everywhere at once. And the soft bleeping of the controls.
As much as I'd love to celebrate this now, Doctor, we have to get out of here. You've got an appointment with a man all dressed in white.
But how do we...
Oh, that is the pimplest piece of cake that ever there was. You just use the old teleport.
Now then, is this bringing anything back?
Have you got one with Daleks in?
We just watched one with the Daleks in. We watched three with the Daleks in.
Have you got one with Daleks in?
I... Wait, do you know where we are?
Have you got one with Daleks in?
End simulation! As I suspected, he's gone. Fool me with an illusion, will you, Doctor? Relic, come in.
You rang, my lord.
The Doctor has escaped. Please tell me he has already been captured.
Not that I know of, sir.
Then place the asylum on high alert. Find him.
I shall arrange for a suitably ridiculous siren to be sounded, sir. Where would you suggest I begin?
Everywhere. I swear I spent half my life hunting down escaped prisoners. My kingdom for a half-decent security droid.
Orgarain, you have failed me.
I do not fail. Our plan is still in place.
Your plan, you mean? I allowed you to orchestrate this ridiculously overcomplicated scheme because you assured me that you knew the Doctor, knew how to manipulate him, and now it appears he has outwitted you.
It would appear that way, yes. However, there is little he can do to thwart our plans. Properly presented and at a propitious moment, he'll come willingly to my arms.
Let us hope so. The Doctor is crucial to the success of our plan. We need him alive for now, but when the time comes, he, like the next universe, will cower before the might of the Black Guardian.